Super Crosstalk. I don't even know who's on the other end of this line. Shidano. Is it? It's Shidano?
Yep.
Why do you do that?
Do what?
That Shidano with all that.
Everybody does it.
Yeah. I only hear you do it. What is
it? Shidano.
No, Chris started it.
No, Morales started it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
No, it's I because I'm a guy that listens to Cappy and Shidano every
afternoon.
So does
Beto. He tweets us all the time.
Beto does.
Yeah, but I never hear you guys do she.
Like, I know Cappy.
You're just messing with him.
No, no, no.
There's no way.
Has he or has he not named himself Cappy?
I think you and I, Mace, turned him
into
Cappy.
There's no way he likes being
Cappy's
called Cappy.
Such,
there's no way.
You know what?
Not that you care, but...
Yeah. And Shidano, we try to pick up all this stuff from the afternoon show, like Cappy's dating Rachel.
Rachel. Yeah. There's a lot of inside stuff I don't understand, but...
Yeah.
I only listen for like 15 minutes at a time, so...
Thank you.
Well, I mean... I'm like a normal person in LA who's driving.
Yeah, no, I
You're
get
driving,
it.
You pop in, you pop in,
totally
pop out,
get
pop in, you know, all that
totally
other stuff.
Totally get it. Totally get it.
I'm a real P1.
Yeah.
There you go.
Shidano, what's going on?
I'm good. What do you got going on? What have you been cooking? Where's Andy? Is he there?
Yeah, yes. He's here. Andy's here.
Hi, Andy.
Hey. How you doing, Shidano?
Yeah, we've been cooking up all kinds of stuff. Like, I'm last or close to last in Beto's U.S. Open pool. So I'm officially last place, Mace.
But you still have a chance to make some money.
Still have a chance. Still have the worst person also gets to win some money.
Yeah, so you want to start rooting against people. You want to be a hater. Hater Mace is what we want you to
do. So root for me because I'm one stroke behind John Ireland for the lead right now. So you want to root for me.
No, you're a stroke ahead.
Oh, you're a stroke ahead.
Your guy, just went up. And then.
Yeah, that's right.
So, Shidano, this is a betting. I don't think I'm going to pivot here. I'm not doing an Ireland.
You're not doing an Ireland?
I'm not
non sequitur.
No, it is a little bit.
What do you think about the NBA Finals game tonight?
Hey, George, work at the NBA. I work in the NBA.
A checkbook one. Now, what? Jorge,
okay,
I'm
Ireland.
Curious. Oh, yeah, we'll pivot on that. So, George, what do you think? Is this a checkbook win? You're in the league.
Look, I love Brian, but I think this is ridiculous. Like, it's their guys. They drafted them. Why do we, yes, they're spending more money, but they drafted them. They should be able to reward them. And by the way, they rewarded the organization by having faith in them, considering that there were two shaky years there with a lot of stuff going on.
See, I totally agree with this exception. You know, they paid all their guys. Last year, the Lakers could have gone over the cap to sign Alex Caruso, and they did not. Were the same situation to go down at Golden State, they would have kept a Caruso-type player.
I think what Brian was trying to say, and he phrased it really awkwardly, is they kept the salary slot with Andrew Wiggins. Like, they went out of their way to make sure that they had a player of a certain salary slot, so hopefully he'd end up useful like he has been during this run. But if nothing else, you have optionality to make other deals.
Oh, I didn't mean to play it right in the middle.
I thought you were supposed to talk about sports and crosstalk.
Well,
no sports and crosstalk.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I know you did that.
I'm not the one that played that. That was something from the other room so that we could pivot off of it. All right. So, Shidano, we talked about this earlier. There was a survey conducted by U.S. Foods, a leading food distributor, and they found that nearly a third of drivers are taking their customers' food of the delivery drivers.
Oh, we did that. We did that story like a month and a half ago.
Well,
with Lindsay.
It's all right.
That happens to me all the time
on Radio Tinder.
All the time.
It's new.
Great segment.
It's again Bergman and Beto. You guys know that you're listening to this show a little bit at a time.
You're right, you're
so
right.
The chances that somebody heard this 6 weeks ago are slim. So let's pretend that you haven't heard.
Come on,
Shidano.
Shidano.
Of the delivery drivers question, 28% admitted that they had eaten their customers' food at least once, and 54% say they're tempted. George, does that change your view? How much delivery?
I don't
food
do a ton
do
of it. I got to be honest with you.
No?
I like getting in the car and going and getting it myself, to be honest with you.
What
More
is your first choice in delivery? Grubhub, DoorDash, Uber Eats.
Again, I don't use
Postmates.
Them that often. I mean, we used to use Postmates, I guess, early on. And
DoorDash is the best.
DoorDash is probably the one we use the next. And then there's Grubhub, I guess. But we don't, again, we don't use that very
See,
often.
See, I'm at a point where so much is, donuts get delivered.
Donuts?
Where have you been?
You're lazy.
What do you mean I'm lazy?
like, I don't know. Like
the best part is going to the donut shop and getting walking in there, the smell, all that stuff. But Mason doesn't leave the house until 10.
Well, okay, but here's also, this is something that Mason is revealing that's a big difference between me, George, and Beto versus him.
Yeah, no kids.
No kids.
Yeah.
The ride to go pick something up is often your 15
is
minutes
a break.
To your. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's often your 15 minutes, 20 minutes to yourself.
Yeah.
You
know,
maybe you throw
get
in
out.
An errand.
You go and get coffee at two different spots.
Mm-hmm.
Like you got to go get donuts at one
spot.
Oh,
I volunteer all the time to pick stuff up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
you want Wendy's? Oh yeah, we'll go. Nothing around.
You call it lazy. I call it convenient.
Oh no. We don't. You don't need to get it delivered.
Wait, what time are you ordering donuts, Mace? At night,
usually about 7:30 or 8 at night.
Yeah, andes volando. You're gone, bro. You're gone by that time.
What do you mean? I'm gone by that time.
7:38.
7:38 is wrapping up the night with some donuts. I'm telling you that. Wrap up the night with some donuts.
You on cloud nine?
Yeah, you know, you got to finish the night strong.
Exactly.
On a related note, what else do you have delivered to you?
Everything. Mason doesn't leave the house once he gets there.
I like Instacart a lot. That's where they go grocery shopping for you.
What? Yeah.
It started during the pandemic. Did you ever use Instacart?
I use it occasionally, mostly for my mom. My mom is old, so I get her stuff delivered. Yeah.
I only used it once when I had COVID and I was stuck in the
hotel. Yeah, that makes sense.
So I had them deliver the food.
Yeah, we use it like once a twice a month.
I use it every week.
Do you use it every
week?
I am
like the laziest person when it comes to like going out and getting groceries and food and stuff. I just no.
I hate shopping.
Yeah, me too.
I hate shopping for anything.
I was at
Target
yesterday for an hour. I'll have a good old time, man.
I went to the store today.
Target's having stuff on sale.
Well, grocery store. Once again. Ralph's is my... I will spend going up and down those aisles.
See, I'm not a shopper. I'm a buyer. Like, if I know exactly what I want, I'll go to the store.
No, it's not about shopping, though.
No, it's about getting out of the house.
Yes.
Yep. Oh, that's it. Getting out of the house.
Oh, we need Tide. No, we don't. Yes.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. Yeah. And plus, also, Target has air conditioning. It's cold.
Oh, honey, I'll go get it. Don't worry about it.
Do you not have air conditioning at your house?
No. What person in LA has air conditioning that lives in a house?
Me?
We did.
No, you're rich.
Yeah, wait a minute. Don't
Most
people don't have air conditioning
in
LA?
No.
I think you're right.
Apartment buildings do, but most people
don't. When I was living at the beach, I had no heat or air conditioning.
When you have central air, you're upper echelon in LA, man.
You think so?
Yeah, most homes don't have it.
My mom got swamp coolers.
Yeah.
Swamp coolers,
most people in LA don't have it.
My mom and that stepped at Leo's house have swamp coolers.
You go and you pay for that? Yeah. You don't need air conditioning all the time.
Do you have air conditioning, Lynch?
Abre la puerta. Open the door. Let's
Linz, do you have air conditioning?
She lives in an apartment.
Yes, I have air conditioning. But I will say my first apartment when I used to live in Mariners Village, which is it's like right on the same street where I live now, we didn't have air conditioning, but I didn't need it because I live on the ocean.
That's exactly what I had when I was living in my... Were you ever at my old house?
No, I've never been invited.
Yeah,
so when
true.
When I lived in a townhome...
I totally forgot. That's such a rhetorical question.
When I lived in a townhome, then I had air conditioning. It was great, but then my bill was up. I forget that. Then when I moved to the beach... Just like you. Open the door, open the window, there it is.
Yeah, yeah. Sedona, you obviously have air conditioning.
Oh, yeah, of course he does.
My wife would never go anywhere without air conditioning.
He's from Miami. They have to have air conditioning.
That's true.
Like, no, it seriously, when we were looking for houses, like, she said, like, you know, and we live closer to the water, and she's like, nope. It could have been my dream house. It could have been like, honey, this is the perfect house. This is the house we want. No air conditioning? Nope, not happening.
Yeah, I mean, LA,
it's expensive to put in, too.
It is.
Especially if there's no ducting and all that stuff. It's a lot of money.
Homes are old, man.
So you know how to bet tonight, George? You're not. I don't think you're allowed to bet, right? Because you're in the league.
You go to Bet Online?
Oh, I can bet.
Oh, you can bet.
Oh, okay. Rebellious.
So
I've
got
to say, why can't I bet?
Oh, I don't know, because I don't
I don't work for a team, or I don't work for the NBA.
Yeah,
but I don't work for the NBA, and I don't work for a team.
So here's the question.
Okay.
Who's going to win tonight?
I picked Boston initially, but I think we actually get a close one today. But I'm not. I don't feel great about that one.
It's
that
Boston minus four. Here's the amazing
What's the
stat.
Under?
I don't know.
212.
I'm going to give the amazing stat.
Yeah.
Since 2010.
Go ahead.
This is from Action Network, so you might know it. The team that wins the game outright has covered the spread 59 of 60 times. So the team that wins outright tonight, history says, will cover the spread. 59-0-1. There was a push in there. But since 2010, I think that's a crazy number.
Well, I'll give you this. Based on the Action Network today,
Yep.
Their totals have that 51% of the bets are on the Celtics, 49% on the Warriors, but 71% of the money is on the Celtics and only 29% on the Warriors. So
the money is coming in on Boston.
Yeah, and by the way, that system has a 61% win rate and a 19% return on investment.
Boy, do you actually do it?
Show prep.
It's show prep. Thank
do
you.
Do you ever?
I have wagered occasionally. Yeah, not on tonight's game. I don't. I haven't had a good feel on Boston. After I had a good feel through the first four games, but I haven't had a good feel since.
Well, the later you get in the finals, it just starts becoming more sloppy. Well, these teams are so tired; they're beat
and they're
up,
beating each other up.
Ireland thought I was crazy when I said Boston would win Game One. He did. He thought I was nuts because I picked Warriors in seven.
Am I nuts or is Sedano throwing out a crazy opinion?
Yeah.
So, did you guys see Top Gun?
I did. Yeah.
So what did I want to read you a review of Top Gun?
Oh please! The last time I heard you read a review, it was about it was like last year around this time, summertime. You read it about Ted Lasso, and I wanted to punch the person who wrote the review in the face.
Okay, so this is a review from Brett Cravens from a website called Letterboxd. He is on Rotten Tomatoes. Even if one can ignore the rabidly bloodthirsty nature of this movie, it is still absolute garbage. The morals of this story are, and I'm not exaggerating in the slightest, soldiers should ignore orders to stand down, and you should take actions without thinking about them. Our heroes follow these lessons throughout the story and are constantly rewarded for it. It is a child's understanding of bravery and honor, coated in a thick layer of some of the most painfully sentimental slime that Hollywood has ever produced. I got to give the guy credit. That's a really good paragraph.
Yeah, it is a great.
But he's completely wrong on the movie.
Well, I have not seen the second one yet.
Oh, it's
but
so
I will
good.
Say, when you think about this, Iceman is the villain in the first one, or he's presented as the villain.
He's the commander of everything.
Right. Yeah. But when you really think about this, and I can't remember who, but I heard somebody talk about this, and I never thought about it this way before. All Iceman wants is for everybody to fly safely. He just wants everybody.
You're dangerous, Mav.
Right. He's not a jerk, really. He's actually trying to get everybody home in one piece.
Right. Yeah.
And Maverick refuses to do that.
Yeah,
his refusal leads to the death of Goose.
Correct.
And yet he's still the hero of this movie, even though Iceman has been trying to keep everybody safe.
Even though Maverick is irresponsible,
yes,
and Iceman is trying to take care of everybody, Maverick still winds up killing Goose. That's your point.
But he's still the hero.
And he's still the hero.
Like, everybody should hate Maverick.
Yeah.
His recklessness cost Goose his life.
He did.
See, Iceman, by the way, does make an appearance in this.
Yeah.
Val Kilmer does make an appearance. He's great.
Yeah, I mean, if you listen to our show, Scott basically gave it away.
Did he give it away?
I mean, for the love of God.
There has to be a waiting period, though, right? Like, what's the waiting period
on
a movie?
He doesn't believe in any of that stuff.
Maverick came out Memorial Day weekend. Talk about it now.
I think you wait a month.
No. In this day and age, you don't wait a month.
For a brand new movie that's out of the
Everything's quick. You got a week. Let's go. Move on with it.
TV
because there's no way you can avoid it with social media, with Instagram, with Twitter, with reading whatever it is on your hand.
I feel like now, if you give a warning, if you say we are going to talk about how Top Gun Maverick ends, the expiration date has long since
passed. But I haven't watched the next one, and you guys are talking about it. Good. That's my fault that I haven't seen it.
Are you guys going to watch the Elvis movie?
Oh,
no.
Yeah, it looks great.
I want to see it.
Yeah, Baz Luhrmann. Are you kidding me? Baz Luhrmann is like one of the generational directors.
Who the hell accent is Tom Hanks doing as the colonel?
Southern.
I love that Tom Hanks gets to be the bad guy, though.
Yeah, he's the villain in this.
Yeah.
Baz Luhrmann, the same guy that did Moulin Rouge.
Yeah, Romeo and Juliet.
Is doing this. And the guy looks like Elvis.
He does, actually.
He does look like Elvis.
I've never heard of this actor.
Yeah. I definitely am going to
no
see
clue
that.
What
did you guys see that Eminem has a song in the soundtrack?
No.
In the Elvis movie? Yeah.
No, I didn't
know
that.
There was like a sample of it. I'll find it and play it for you guys. It's like, what? Eminem and Elvis? How'd that happen?
So here's the weird thing. So I know somebody, they showed it at CinemaCon, which is like the big theater exhibitor convention in Vegas a couple of months ago. And they told me that there's rap. There's a hip-hop vibe.
In Elvis?
That it's, yeah. That well, it's like super I mean, flashy and hip hop and like nothing you've ever seen.
It's very Baz Luhrmann style, but also too. I mean,
who's Baz? Whatever.
Baz Luhrmann's
the
director.
The Australian yeah, director. There's okay. also there's a commonality with Elvis and Eminem. Both of them are these white pop stars who made it big off black
that's
music.
Interesting.
Yeah. Right.
This is why he has a cinema degree from USC.
That's interesting. That's a really good point.
Good job.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we used to talk about this on the old morning show back in the day with Key and LZ, where they were not huge Elvis guys because of that. Because they feel like
because they
Elvis...
co-opted well, black, there's that, he co-opted right. black
in
music.
In Fight the
yeah.
Power, Chuck yeah. D's got that line, Elvis was a hero to most, but he never meant bleep to me.
Right.
Yeah, next, the black artist would do a record, and all of a sudden, Bobby Vinton would be covering it and would be a big, big hit. That's mm-hmm. the way it was back then. Mm-hmm. All right, so it's you and Beto. What's the show like when it's you and Beto?
It's me and Beto. I mean, listen, they're letting
Sabor?
Three Latinos on one show. I mean, we're going to make it four because Lindsay's just honorary at this stage.
La
is
Lindsay.
She, is
La
she
Lindsay.
Honorary?
Oh, yeah.
La Lindsay.
La Lindsay, heck yeah.
I like that nickname.
I'll tell you what. We are back tomorrow at 1. O'Shea Jackson Jr. is coming on. He's on Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Now, is he doing the whole show with you?
No, he's going to, as you would say, stop by.
Ah, okay.
He's going to be stopping by the show tomorrow. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
What time?
By the way, I heard Darth Vader's he is just racking it up in this Obi-Wan.
He is. We're getting ready for like the showdown in Obi-Wan.
I got to start it. I haven't started it yet.
It's really fun. It's really good.
How many episodes are there?
I think there's only 6.
Right.
Yeah.
Six that have come out or 6 total?
6 total.
Oh.
Yeah, 6 total.
And now are the 6 available?
4 of the 6 are available.
I might just binge it in one sitting.
Do it in one sitting.
Yeah.
All right. We're back tomorrow. Coming up next, the afternoon extravaganza with Shedano and Beto. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Ba-da-bop.
Oh, don't do that.
Ba-da-bop. I got to do it. Ba-da-bop. People right, do it now
I'm
in their
do
car.
Do what you said. Like, why? Why?
They do it in their car.
I'll do it exactly like if you're a cap. Like, why are you doing that?
He's like, come on, man. Aren't you feeling it today? Come on.
Be-boo-doo-boo-ba-doom-ba-ba-da-bop.
The best is when he'll get going when the show starts, and I won't say anything for about 30 seconds, maybe 45, and he's just in the zone. He's like, all right, yeah. And I'm like, you feel good? Oh, man, I'm having a great day. You know, he's the best. I love messing with Cap. I just love sending him random texts that have nothing to do with the show or anything like that.
Right.
And he will, like, respond, all right. Like,
he's easily distracted.
You know how you guys were talking about how he wants to text people at 5 in the morning all the time?
Oh, my God, yeah.
I was so tempted to do it today because I was
to
up
text
at
him
time.
At 5 in the morning.
Yeah, just to say, hey, nobody's better than you. Let's go. Because I had to drop off my kid today early, and I'm like, man, I should do it just to cap and just to see how he's doing. You know, but I left him alone. I didn't want to open up those kind of worms either. Him thinking, oh, he can text me at that early. You know?
Qué niño más bueno.
Yeah, I behave sometimes. I'm not always trying to troll people.
No, just most of the time.
Most of the time. I mean, what else are we gonna do? You know, have fun.
Oh, listen, I'm all about it. Like I always feel like people that you either get the show that I like to do at this stage of my life or you don't.
Man.
I want to mess with people. I want to troll people. I want to have fun with people. Occasionally, I want to get into a fiery sports debate, but I want to laugh and I want to make fun of people.
There's
like,
time
that's
and place.
The reality.
There's time and place. Like with Mason, you know, whatever. Right now, he just walked out and just tells me, and I probably shouldn't say this, he's like, hey, try to be entertaining. And I told him, hey, you try it for the last 15 years. Has it worked? Hey, come on.
Oh, come on.
But that's what you do. You get a give. You expect
give
to get
it right
back.
Back.
Right back. Let's go.
Yeah.
Team Ireland all day.
You can't let him walk all over you.
No.
He will walk all over you.
He's not in the car yet, too. So Steve does a great job. He's really talented. I'm a big fan of Steve. So we don't get along exactly, but I do respect him and everything he's done in this business.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
He's an icon.
He's Steve Mason.
He's iconish.
He's Steve Mason, yeah.
Yes.
Beto's not wanting to call him an icon.
Come on, man. You got to say icon. That's a big word. Like, I hate
Jim Hill is an icon.
Exactly. He has a star on the Walk of Fame. You know,
he does?
Was in Rocky. Oh, absolutely.
There is no Steve. We could get Mason. Why don't we get Mason a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
He's been wanting one for years, but he doesn't want to pay for it. Yeah.
Right. I know you got to pay for it. Like, yeah. It's like 10 grand, right? Or something
Jim
like that.
Gray has one, yeah. I think it's
what
like
are
the 15?
That? Jim Gray
15.
Does have one. Why does everyone always go to Jim Gray when they say that? Jim Gray has one.
Exactly.
There's a lot of people that have a star on the Walk of Fame that probably.
Pay
for,
you got to be sponsored a little bit. You got to be connected. And
okay, yeah. I'm going to see. What are the requirements here? I need to find nomination
money.
Procedure.
Money. Somebody has to nominate you. You have to do it.
Six categories. Motion pictures, television. He's got that a little bit. Radio. Okay, he's got that one.
Yeah, he's
recording,
a radio guy. Yeah.
Live theater, sports entertainment. That counts too. All nominations must include these documents. Photo of the nominee. Oh, we can send like a good one from back in the day when he was like doing like, novelas or whatever.
Yeah.
Brief bio of the nominee, no more than 2 pages. That'll be easy. Nominee's qualifications, list of contributions to the community, and civic-oriented participation of the nominee, letter of the agreement from the nominee. Where's the money part? I want to get to that.
Yeah, they don't quite say that.
I had to look this up once because Mason wanted one, and I couldn't find for the life of me how much it is.
It's a donation.
Right. But I think it's more than it used to be because like more and more people are just like, hey, can I get a star now? So now they just up the price.
Yeah.
Yeah,
or the donation, if you will.
Here we go. 50 grand now.
Whoa.
Yeah,
50 grand.
Inflation, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Inflation's getting you.
Yeah. It's 8.6%, bro, inflation. So, you know. Same flow.
Yeah.
50 grand? Mason, I love you, but I don't even know if we can do a Kickstarter for that.
Hey, also, remember, he owned movie theaters, so he has multiple categories.
That's true.
There it is. His civic impact, I don't know. But, yay, you can do. But, yeah, iconic. I say that for people.
Mason has a civic impact. He's got like a scholarship fund and everything.
Oh, does he? That's awesome.
You know what we should do? We should do like a GoFundMe for like Cappy to get a Hollywood Walk.
Oh my gosh! If he got one before Mason,
and before Mason, that would be fantastic.
Lose it.
That would be fantastic.
That's a good idea.
I'll kick in for the Cappy.
That's a great idea.
Me
too.
Kick in for the Cappy one.
Me too.
Yeah.
Oh,
but it would be hilarious. Or no? Do you think it would hurt him more if it was Ireland?
Nah, no. Because
and not him?
Because John's in the league, you know? John's a big
name. And it's his partner. He can't be like that jealous about it.
And plus, there's already like a John Ireland on the Walk of Fame.
Is there?
Yeah, he's like an older actor.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, so Cappy. We get Cappy one?
Oh, that'd be fantastic. He's been in town too.
Could you imagine if Cappy wins the Mandy Award for Host of the Year? I mean, Mason is like talking about me. I'm not going to win that thing.
No, because people don't like you.
They don't. I've made them like Cap.
Yes.
They hated Cap at first, but then I was such a pain in the ass to him that they like him now.
Yes,
and that's exactly the point.
Ed is bully.
But that was the exact point that I wanted.
And people are going to get mad at you because you tell the truth about their teams and they don't like hearing that.
So they don't. But that's not true because Dodger fans don't like me.
Exactly.
They like me because I talk good about the Dodgers.
Yeah, because they're good right now. But it's
really
mostly the Laker fans. We're the Laker station and you're ripping them.
I'm not ripping them.
According to them.
I'm not ripping them. I'm being honest.
Again, Sedano, listen. According to the fans, you're ripping them because you're telling them the truth. You can't tell them the truth. Like these hardcore P1 fans that just want to hear the Lakers are good, right?
Come on. You can't be. There's not anyone out there right now that looks at what happened last year and thinks that.
You know how many Laker fans right now would be like, but if AD's healthy and they're going to go to that all the
time. I think that stuff has waned over the years.
Sedano, it doesn't.
Listen, I'm telling you, man, I think that stuff has, it's not, it doesn't
it's
have
worn,
this.
It's worn thin, but you still have that section of Laker fans that are.
Oh, sure, for sure.
They're
for
there. Sure. They're there. So, yeah, so you're not going to win Host of the Year, no chance.
No, absolutely not.
No.
I don't even want to win. Like, I don't want to win any award. I literally did a promo saying, don't vote for me for anything.
He did.
You didn't have to do that.
Right, but I wanted to make sure, like, don't vote for me for anything.
Yeah, it's like Brewster's Millions. None of the above.
Right, none of the above. That's me. None of the above. That actually should have been the campaign. I should have thought of that earlier.
None of the above.
None of the above. And then literally there would have been a category for none of the above.
And then he wins.
Then they win every award. It would have been fantastic. I would have completed the anarchy that I'm looking for.
That's it, man. That's it.
I want, like, the randomest people to win every award.
I want your whole show to win.
Taylor should win.
I don't even know who Taylor is, so I'm not voting for him.
But that's the point.
No, I want everybody on this show because this is the only show I work on. So I want everybody on this show to win. Because the other shows don't invite me, so forget them. I want, what's the name of the show? Sedano and Cap. That's it right here.
Dude, it's funny because I
And Jorge, too.
Okay, well, then I can't win, but that's not hope. But anyways, the whole thing is, like, when Sedano was like, don't vote for us, like, whatever, whatever.
Why said don't vote for me?
No, see, but, you know, I'm not taking it personal. What I'm saying is, it's like, Mason and Ireland campaigned hard.
Oh, my God, they're so like, thirsty for it. These awards.
Hard, bro, all that whole show. So I'm like, they have to sweep. If they don't, damn.
They made T-shirts that say vote for Jorge, like.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Jorge's a nice guy.
I know. I love Jorge.
I've known him for 13 years.
But cool. I'm just saying, I feel like he's it's like way more guy. Important
I bet you if you asked him on Truth Serum or like you connected him to like a lie detector machine, he'd much machine? Rather be on this show.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Who does it? This show's fun.
Yeah.
This show was a lot of fun.
It is fun.
Yeah.
You know what was fun, too? Was Tyler Anderson, bro.
Dude. That was fun last night. I was mad. So I had
Why were you mad?
Because I had tickets.
Oh.
And I gave them away.
Oh.
You know when you get tickets last minute in L.A., last minute being 5 o'clock?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, you know what? Because my nieces were going. So it was Japanese Heritage Night last night.
Yeah.
And my brother's daughters are half Japanese, so they were being a big deal. Sarah and Samantha were there, and it was cool, and my brother went. And then about 5:15, I get a text like, hey, I got these tickets, and it's my guy who has really good seats.
Right.
I looked at the traffic, and by the time I could leave the house, it was going to be like 6:15. I'm like, nah, so I gave them away to somebody else. And then I'm watching the game about the seventh inning when I start paying attention.
And you're like, damn.
And no, actually, I saw your tweets because you were on something. And then
yeah, I was on in the community.
Yeah, in the community. And I went back to that one guy who tweeted yesterday, I forget his name, saying, how come you're not giving Tyler Anderson any kind of credit?
Yeah, that guy tweeted during the show yesterday.
And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, no. And it happened to me, too. When Kershaw threw his no-hitter, tickets, too.
No way.
Yep.
So now we know it's you.
Yeah. So
and when you don't go, and you're offered. Yeah.
Wait. Because, so maybe if you did go, that he would have the no.
Of course, because they want me there.
That's right.
Yeah. So when for Kershaw, that's when I was covering the team, so I was there every day, and it was one of those days where I was off.
Yeah.
And I had tickets. I'm like, the last thing I want to do is go to the Dodger game when I'm not working. Forget
no,
that.
No, I get so you. I those tickets I'm away. With you. I so never go to Lakers games unless
yesterday,
I'm working.
Yesterday, I was like, oh man, to see a no hitter. So it was cool to see it back and forth. And then I got my group chat so upset because I said...
Hold on. Was it that you said that he threw the ball away at first base because he wanted to keep the no-hitter intact?
No, because I said there was a no-hitter going on. Because some of the guys were out of town. They're like, how dare you? I'm like, dude, relax.
Oh, yeah,
stop
that
it.
To me too.
Stop
but,
it.
By the way, do you believe that?
No.
I believe that. You don't believe he threw... He knew the guy was going to make it to first, and he threw it away.
Yeah, that was a little suspect, right?
I would have done the same thing. Yeah. I think that's actually really smart.
Yeah, that was an E. That was but it was good for him because I went back and read up on him. Because
the reason, if you look at it, if you watch that play where they're running up the first baseline and he has to field the ball near the line, and the ball was kind of stuck in his hand. Like, he was like, do I throw it? Do I not throw it? And then he's like, and it just came out. I think that was like a heady play on his part to keep the no-hitter intact.
It was, I don't think he did it on purpose, but it was.
I don't think he was upset that it happened
I don't
that
think,
way.
Exactly. I don't think he was not trying. You know, if that makes any kind of sense. Yeah, it was like, throw this one away. Why not? But it was a cool story because yesterday when that guy, I forget that his name, man, tweeted you in the community, but shout out to him. I went back and I'm like, okay, who is this Anderson guy, right? Because Gonsolin and Anderson would be the ones carrying the Dodgers rotation this year, right?
Yes.
And I went like, dude, this guy was a first round pick. Injuries just ravaged his career. He was traded back and forth. You know, he went to University of Oregon. He had a big deal out of it. He's from Vegas. It's cool. And to see him at 32 years old to have this opportunity, that was cool to see. For him to even have that. And, of course, it's going to be Ohtani who's going to break it up. And, you know, people making fun of Mookie Betts, like, for the dive. Like, Mookie had no shot. But it's one of those, like, hey, I dove, man. I gave him my all, guy.
I was listening to Travis this morning, and Travis is right. Like, he dove just to act like, hey, I tried my best. But he didn't have to dive for that. There was no way he was catching that.
Chance.
Unless he was literally Superman and was going to have a cape on and like.
And then maybe. Maybe.
Right.
But nah, it was cool. And it was really cool to see that he was able to go for it. And Dylan Hernandez in the LA Times. As much as we want to rip Dylan for being the really salty Salado.
See, you guys think that I'm negative. Dylan is way more negative than me.
But Dylan is an act.
Listen.
Dylan is an act in the LA Times.
Dylan owns that negative corner.
But he does it on purpose. He does it tongue in cheek.
Salty Hernandez over there.
Dude, they fall for it so bad. And he and I talk about that. I'm like, Dylan, when you're actually not salty on purpose, you're one of the better columnists in the country. And he had an excellent
He is a great columnist.
Today's story about how Dave Roberts let him stay in the game, how it was good to see somebody go for history because you never have an opportunity to have that. And the fact that he only threw three innings his last outing. The Dodgers have a couple of days off.
Okay,
so
let's get into that a little bit because I do think
I'm on fire right now, bro.
There's something to do. I know. Estás encendido. Let's do that coming up next. Beto's in for Cappy, or as the community is calling him, it's Sedano and Carson Cap here on 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah. Here we go. Come on now. Felicidades. Happy birthday. You're missed for sure.
It's your high school soundtrack right here, man.
Oh, come on, dog. Actually, not even high school. Like college, pretty much. Nah, maybe some high school, some college.
There it makes right there.
The early Tupac is high school. The later Tupac, like post-jail.
Post-jail Tupac.
And Death Row. Like, yeah, in Death Row, Tupac is like college. Pre-death row and jail is high school, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still bumping right now.
Have you watched the Tupac documentary?
No, I haven't.
Oh, bro, you need to watch that.
Where's it at?
There's several of them.
Yeah,
but
which one?
Which one's the good one? Because I've watched like two that were bad.
Which ones did you watch that were bad?
They were pretty old, like super old.
What is super old?
I don't know, probably like 10 years old. Like one of them was more about like Death Row Tupac, I guess.
Tupac Resurrection is the one I like, and that one is not that old. I mean, it's old. Yeah, actually, it's almost 20 years old now that I think about it. But that one is very good. I've seen that one a bunch of times. And then there's the new one that's on, is it Apple TV? I don't know if it's like, it's on one of these streaming services, but there's a new one. That I have not seen yet, but I've seen Tupac Resurrection, and it's fantastic.
You know what's out right now? And
what?
Kids are wearing the shirts for Tupac. Like, my daughter has a Tupac t-shirt. Like, her mom bought it for her. I'm like, what do you know about this?
Right.
You know, and Poetic Justice. So, like, those movies from the 90s are coming out on t-shirts again. And I'm like, so my daughter's in junior high, and I start seeing kids doing that. I'm like, what's going on here, you know? And do I really want my kid listening to some of the music? But then again, some of the music today too. Like, I just the music today, I don't understand what they're saying because they're mumbling it. But
there's a lot of mumble rap.
Yeah. So
I mean, you can blame Future.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's you know, people love it.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy.
I love the beats. Too.
Oh, without a doubt. Still.
Yeah.
Still going.
But Tupac Resurrection is great because he does this interview for MTV from jail. And he's telling the story about, you know, he was tight with Madonna, right? And, you know, and then it was that Madonna was going to visit him in jail. And that he's like, yo, they even let me take extra showers on that day. Like, he was laughing, telling a girl. I love just that despite, like, all the crap that happened in his life, right? That he always was able to give him, like, he was pretty good at laughing at himself, I thought. And I always felt like his talent, right? Like in regards to, you know, forget about the musical talent, like his dancing ability, his acting ability.
Was good, man.
I mean, he went to Juilliard, man. Like this guy was
Juice.
Like as talented could be. So, I mean, look,
he was only 25. Like, dang.
I'm
in my 40s. I don't feel like I've done anything. This guy was 25. He did all of that.
Right. He had a whole lifetime at 25.
Yeah. And then some.
Yeah.
And then some, you know?
Right. Just wild.
Yeah.
So we'll play a lot of the music today. We'll have some fun with that and kind of because some of the music is incredible. But if you haven't seen Tupac Resurrection, it's an old documentary. You should watch it. It's on somewhere. I mean, look, man, like IMDb gave it like an 8 out of 10 or something like that.
You know that he's now been dead longer than he was alive? Isn't that crazy?
That's wild.
And there's that exhibit across the street, right? LA Live?
Yeah. I still haven't gone, which I've been meaning to go.
Go. Wake me up when I'm free. So good.
Yeah, I heard it's great. I heard it's great. So anywho, so you were saying about the Kershaw thing, Dylan Hernandez versus Tyler
Anderson. So in our group chat, we like shout out to the Ace of SoCal, you know, everybody else. They love, because Dylan does a great, and you know, Dylan's cool, man, because he is poking the bear. He's doing it on purpose. He's got tongue in cheek, and I mean, Dylan's not a friend, but I know him, right? And they're like, you're just defending
he's
him.
Part of
he's
the Latino All-Stars. Yeah.
No? He's there. He's on the fringe. He's in other receiving boats.
Who's in the Latino All-Stars? Like, who's in?
See, the thing is, you don't have to be a Latino to be in the All-Stars. You just got to be cool. Like, you know how there's, like you know, La Lindsay, she's honorable. You know, we're cool. Yeah. So, like, Dylan, because he's always trolling people, you know. Yeah. And plus...
What about Pepe from the Lakers? He's in the Latino All-Stars.
Well, that's a different category, man.
He's like emeritus at this point.
Exactly. Yeah. But, so Dylan just... People love... They're like, Dylan's this and that. Like, he's poking you. He's kind of... You're not in on the joke.
No, he's trying to be... Not trying to be.
But
he
made a good point in his story.
Making you think.
How Dave Roberts has been known as a Grim Reaper. If you've got anything good going on, he's going to come and get you. And it's like yesterday was... Let the guy go because...
Well, but here's the difference. Go ahead. You tell me why you think it's different. Go ahead.
Because he's not a star.
Correct.
I mean,
that's exactly... Lindsay, what did I tell you when we were doing our prep call earlier today?
You said that exact same thing you said. I mean, it is...
Oh, really?
It is Anderson. It's not Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah, it's like...
Right.
You know, it's,
this kid may never have a bigger moment than that. Yeah. May never. I mean, I'm not saying he won't, but he may never. Whereas Clayton Kershaw is like a lock... First ballot, Hall of Famer, arguably one of the greatest pitchers ever. Like, he's had a million moments.
Yeah. And this is a kid who, at the age of 32, who's battled injuries back and forth. And if he goes down, I mean, you weren't really counting on him to be a September guy anyways, right?
Correct.
You know, the Dodgers always find those pieces that they can call up, a flamethrower from AA or whatever that's going to come and find a way. Mm-hmm. And then, like, good for him, but he's not. Is he even going to make our rotation in the October? It's okay if you...
No.
And that's just the business
the
side
answer
of
would
how
be no. Yes.
Urias, yesterday, if Urias goes into it, like, no, we need you later on in the season.
Right, but they yank him early a lot, don't they? Am I wrong about that?
They do yank him early.
No,
they do yank him early a lot against his wishes, from what I've been told.
Oh, are you breaking news here?
No, everybody, he says it.
Put it on the scroll, Beto Duran.
If they would just translate right, you would hear what he says. It's like not that hard to see the frustration of a guy from Culiacan who wants to pitch, and you can tell. You can tell the frustration in his face. It's not that hard to figure things
out.
Why
can't you guys translate right, huh?
Anyway, that's another...
I think you should do the translation every time you're there, and that way it could be big news.
No, I mean, that's, I agree. Man, I'm going to get out of this conversation because I want to still keep a credential. Because you can tell with Urias, they treat him different. But they're also, how much is the investment in Urias compared to a guy like Anderson who's got 1 year, $8 million? That's the business side. You know that. Like, look, the Celtics with Edwards, right? Oh, you can play through injury right now. Yeah, right? Isaiah Thomas, you can play through injury right now, right? It's who you are on the totem pole of the star factor. And with Anderson, great to see him. Yeah, you have a couple days off. It's great for him. But this is a guy that they picked up off the heap, and I'm like, okay, he can help us. But he's not going to be our caballo later on. He's not going to be the horse that we need later on. So you treat everybody. Everybody knows this. In professional sports, there's different rules for different people, different expectations that people handle different ways. It's everywhere you go in business. I had this argument with my sister the other day who works in finance. I'm like, dude, you're not the one investing the millions of dollars. Don't act like you're the big one. Like, don't act like you're the big shot. Everybody has to know their role.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And she doesn't listen, so I don't care. Oh, man.
Dios mío, Beto.
What?
I'm with you. I think you just give the kid the shot. Why not?
Yes.
Let it roll.
Yeah, you do. And you're being the Angels. That's why baseball is awesome. It's you never know what you're going to see when you go to the stadium. And it could be a meaningless game on a Tuesday, Wednesday, and you never know what you're going to see. And it's cool. And then if it sucks, then you just leave. Beat the traffic.
Right.
I texted my niece yesterday who went, and she's not even a big baseball fan.
Yeah.
Seventh inning, I was like, don't you dare leave. She said, my dad won't let us. He told us what's going on. Cool. She understood what was going on.
Good.
Yeah.
That's great.
And as soon as they got the hit, they were gone.
But I'm sure a lot of people were.
Everybody was, you know.
You know, how many Dodgers?
There was a lot of people there giving him the ovation when he came out.
Yeah, and as soon as it happened, ovation. Yeah. All right, let's go. Beat it.
Really beating anybody at that point?
Yeah.
No way.
George, see, you're a guy that stays to the end because you have the little kids. Like, right? So once your kids get a little bit older and they can run through the parking lot, you're going to be that guy gone. You're going to be gone. What you do, and everybody knows this, so in the ninth inning, you go to the edge, right, of the exits where your parking lot is going to be at. Right.
And you get in place like a track runner about to take
so
off
you
of
watch,
the blocks.
Yeah, we did this the other day. You watch the last inning in the ninth, and you're like, okay, cool. You know, when the Braves came to town, we saw Kenley return, and our buddy Marco was like, we go to the end. Right there in the Loge level, that's the parking lot we had. Hey, third out, woo, cool. And as soon as Randy hits, you hit the road running. You got to be the first one out of the parking lot. If you walk to your car at Dodger Stadium after the last out, forget it. You're stuck. You're going to be tailgating for the next hour and a half. But if you can run out and you're like the first 5 minutes out there, you're on the 110 and you're good, man. But you got little kids. You can't do that because I know wife's going to be like, nope, George, slow down. No.
I feel like most people get there in, like, the second or third inning
because of traffic. Yeah.
And then they leave in, like, the seventh inning because of traffic.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's when there's a game that has some meaning behind it, like, say, the no-hitter, or say it's a really tight, close game, you know, like, Friday nights when the Dodgers have the fireworks, you are. The players don't do interviews Friday nights. They are gone on Friday night. Get out of here.
Mm.
Yeah, come on, George.
I'm going to go to the game tomorrow.
Let's go.
I'm going. I asked you if you wanted to go, and you said you can't because
I'm actually working more.
Yeah.
You did a fight?
Yeah, I got a fight. Thompson's show in Ontario, so I'll be there.
Nice.
Or else I'll be here.
Okay.
Yeah. I told Lindsay, give me a Comrex so I could take it with me to the hotel room, and I can do the show from there. But no.
Well, I don't make those decisions, but.
You just blamed it on Lindsay.
You are
going to
miss a good day tomorrow. I keep telling you.
I know. Tracy McGrady's going to be in studio
tomorrow. That's fun, man. That's fun. I'm looking forward to that. I'll be listening. Don't worry.
That's my guy, T-Mac.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, dude, I used to do the jump with him back in the day.
Oh.
That's why he's coming in studio.
Yeah, he was really excited when I told him that because, we get these pitch emails for guests all the time, and he's promoting his basketball tournament for his it's like the Ones Basketball League, I think.
Okay.
And then I was like, oh, yeah, Sedano, we used to work with him on the jump. And he was like, oh, yeah, he said he's pumped to come in. He wants to come in studio, cut it up
T-Mac,
with Sedano.
Man, that guy, injuries didn't hurt him, man.
Oh, he'd be I mean, he's already a Hall of Famer. But I'm saying, like, it'd be all-timer. I mean, there was probably I don't think there's a guy that more NBA guys who've actually played in the league have told me that he was – his offense was like effortless. Like he made it look so easy. Like when he was scoring, like,
it was
just insane.
I was a Clippers intern in 2001, something like that. And it was, the buzz was when he was coming to town, like, oh, you have to make sure that.
Oh man. When he would play Kobe, it was always super fun to watch.
And it was, remember around that time, the early 2000s, like, oh, do you like T-Mac or do you like Kobe? Which one? Yeah. Because they were, man, he was fresh out of high school. Yeah. He was growing.
And there was a mad respect between those
two. Yes, there was. A lot of respect between the two.
Mad respect between those two.
It was good times, man. Too bad injuries hurt him.
Speaking of respect, did Draymond show a little too much respect to LeBron considering who his opponent is? Draymond, speaking of talking to reporters, said some things that may have not sat well with his opponent for tonight's game number 6, which you'll hear right here on this station. We'll have that for you next. Stick around. We're back in 2 minutes.
You're right, Sedano. The beats still hit, man. Get you right.
All day.
Yeah. Hey, Mark Cates is here, the best salesman in the business. He knows. He knows all about LA. Came in here talking about how good we are. We're going to make that beer, Sedano. I told you we're going to make the Sedano beer.
Okay. I'm down.
I know you. All you have to do is drink it. That's it. I'll do the rest.
Just drink it.
Okay. I know. Cates
will
sell it
for me.
I'll get it, and then we have a party.
Okay.
Do we invite Cap?
Sure.
Okay. I guess we'll put him on the beer.
Yeah.
Hey, is this Sunday Swagger in the studio his?
I don't know. Is it?
He brought it.
There's a Sunday Swagger T-shirt.
Might be.
Or a shirt, right? And it's a size large. There's no way that's his. So I think I'm just going to jack
it. He wears a large,
There's no way Cap is a large.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Oh, well, the send a swagger does stretch a little bit, so I'll give him that.
No, but I think he brought it
for
maybe
who?
You. I don't
There's
know.
No way, because I would have asked.
I can text him.
I'm just going to jack it anyways.
Oh, okay. Because
it's a radio station. If you leave things laying around, they get stolen. All right, so this Sunday Swagger, witnesses here, I am stealing the Sunday Swagger bag, and I'll tag them, tag your sponsor. So it's a large. I'm going to take it. Can I do that, Serrano? It's your studio.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with
it. Yo, no lie, I almost took it for my dad, but because my dad is un poquito más gordito, I was like, dang, it's a large.
There's no way your dad is wearing a teal polo. This has Beto all over. Pineapples.
I just wanted to see his face when I gave it to him.
This is hashtag Beto Flow.
Beto Flow. If it's free, it's me. Give me three. I'll wear it tomorrow.
Real quick, Draymond Green. Tonight, by the way, Game 6, NBA Finals, Warriors-Celtics, hashtag bleep Boston. So, Draymond Green. So, somebody asked him, Lindsay, correct me if I'm wrong. They asked him about, it was David Aldridge asked him a question about, like, what is the mental games like in this series, like the chess game, like compared to other series you've played against, like people like LeBron, let's say, right? And then, He didn't really...
I don't even think he said LeBron. I think he just said, like, where does this
series
compare?
He did mention LeBron. Okay. He did mention LeBron. And that's why that Draymond responded to that. But it was like, he was talking a lot about LeBron. And then he kind of was like, yeah. And, like, Marcus Smart is, like, really smart, too. But, like, but he kept talking about, like, this isn't like when you play against LeBron. Play the thing. Because it would...
Yeah, I'm confused. I have no idea what you're saying right now.
If you're a Lakers fan, he was asked a question about the mind games and the chess game between his opponent now compared to the previous finals that he had played in. Okay. And then he was like praising like LeBron about how it's so much harder to go against LeBron than it would be these guys. And then he was kind of like hedging like, well, but Marcus Smart is also smart. But it's not the same as LeBron. And so it's kind of funny, A, if you don't like the Celtics, B, if you like LeBron, and C, if you just, you know, drama, right? But here it is. Go ahead.
Well, it doesn't compare to, like, mentally playing against LeBron James, who I think is arguably, you know, one of the smartest guy to ever play this game. Not one of. He's arguably the smartest guy to step foot on a basketball court. And so to say that it compares to that, it's disrespectful to LeBron, and it's a lie. Now, in saying that, it is a challenge. Mentally, because, you know, these guys are super athletic. They are super young and fast and strong. You know, and all the things that we know and have heard throughout the course of the series, they are those things. And so when you're facing that, you have to try to outthink a guy. But not as much of a chess match as it is when you're playing LeBron, who is dissecting every play in the computer of his.
Let's go land the plane. Let's go land the plane. Breathe it in.
That's just a skill that not many people possess. Now, in saying that, they do have a guy over there, Marcus Smart, who is extremely smart, and, you know, he is kind of the brain of that team. And so it's a challenge for sure. Ime is extremely smart. You know, we know his pedigree. So the challenge is there, but you can't put it up there against LeBron. Like I said, he's just probably the smartest guy we've ever seen play basketball.
So what had happened was, I get it, but that was just a long, long, long version of saying LeBron's smart.
And that was, like, the shortened version, by
really?
The way.
I heard the edits.
It was like 2:30.
As a guy who used to edit a lot, I heard the edits and the clips right there. I mean, I get what he's saying, and if anybody's offended by it, oh well. Like, you're right. LeBron, like, just how we talked about earlier with the pitchers, there's different levels of where you're going to be at. And LeBron, like he said, has that computer. So, of course, you're playing LeBron. It's a different level, a different intensity than when you're going up against Marcus Smart. No disrespect, of course. And, you know, whenever they say no disrespect, somebody's going to be disrespected, right? Like, Smart's going to probably take this into him. But are we really worried about Marcus Smart right now? Like, no.
I mean, he's the defensive player of the year, yeah, but he's not LeBron.
Exactly.
Right. He's definitely more Tyler Anderson than Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah, exactly. And
right. LeBron is Clayton Kershaw in this scenario.
It's just Draymond. I love Draymond, too, because his podcast is funny.
Yeah. I just like how honest he is, because he says
100%.
I mean, the beginning of that, when he says, you know, it wouldn't be true. What he said something. No, he said something, and then it would also be a lie.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to lie to you about it.
He's catching himself. You know, when athletes always say, oh, when I get into the media, I'm never going to do this. And what happens? They end up following along the lines to an extent. But Draymond is following his own ways. He's doing it, and he's very lengthy with his answers. But, you know, that could have been a shorter answer from him. And it's one of those where the more you draw on, the longer you talk. And, you know, when you're married and you know this and you keep on talking, it's like all you're doing is digging a hole and you're getting more in trouble. Like, that's kind of what you're doing there. Just, you know, land the plane, nip in the bud and be done with it. Just say LeBron's smarter. There's nothing wrong with that.
Eric Herrera tweets us, says, at Duran Sports, y'all already know if you make a beer for Sedano, then Cap going to be hurt. Hashtag sana sana.
Colita de rana. No, the beer's for the show. It's Sedano and Cap. We got to figure out what the name of it is going to be. My guys at Aero Lodge are going to make it for us, and it's Sedano and Cap. It's together, you know.
Yeah, it's together.
We can't do one just for Sedano. We can't do one just for Cap. It's united.
Yeah. It's together. Exactly. I already had the Bud Light or whatever. Oh, no, was it Bud Light?
No, I'm going to get you.
Michelob Ultra made me a beer, yeah.
Oh, what do you mean they made you a beer?
Well, they made me a thing like for when they were doing the NBA Jams like promotion.
Oh, yeah. No. We're going to make you a legit craft beer.
No, it's like a craft beer. No,
you,
I know
you guys are going to make the, you're going to get to decide what flavors you want in it, how it's going to taste, all that.
I love it.
Gonna, you know, if you want it heavy, if you want it light, whatever it is you want. We got you.
Yeah.
Don't worry. We take care of Cap. We're not making fun of him today.
I'm not. I want to make sure everybody gets
united. This is the Unity show. This week was a little testy. You two were going back and forth like cats and dogs.
Well, he was really mean this week.
He was, right?
He got all bent up. He finally broke.
When?
He even took it out on Laura at one point this week.
Yeah, because I was listening to the podcast a little bit. I'm like, whoa. Because I saw in the community how they were saying that he was testy. So I went back and listened.
Yeah, Krabby Cappy.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah, I went back and listened. I'm like, okay, you could tell there was a lot of stuff going on.
But we have a little crab sounder for him now, right, Laura?
I want to pinch.
Yeah, he
pinched. Pinch.
Like a little, pinch. Little crab.
Maybe a little
Why
pinch.
Was he in a bad mood? What'd you do to him?
I don't know. He's just in a bad mood. Maybe he didn't have, you know, eat a gummy or something before the show. Who knows, bro?
Oh, man.
It's probably what it was.
You had that effect.
Ran out of gummy.
You had that effect, though.
I mean, I definitely have that effect. But, I mean, but he also probably didn't have a gummy.
Oh, man.
He likes the gummies. He's a gummy guy now.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
I mean, he brought Ireland gummies.
Stop it.
Yeah. Ireland needed to sleep.
John doesn't sleep.
He takes Ambien. Right, but he's not taking Ambien anymore. He's on gummies.
No.
Yeah.
No. I mean, self-admitted. I'm not saying this out of turn.
John Ireland? No.
Yes, he said.
Not my John.
He said he doesn't want to be on Ambien anymore because it's really bad for you.
It is bad for you.
Because he's never, as long as I've known John, he's never slept. He's always talked about it. He's like, I'm always up at 3 a.m, whatever. Like, yeah. So he's on the gummies?
He's trying to transition. Mm-hmm. Totally off of Ambien, just to the gummies. Well, more natural.
Wow. He was keeping Ambien in business.
Probably. Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next. Some good news for LA if you're a big soccer fan. And if you're a fashion fan, I've got some stuff for you. All right, we're going to have that coming up next. Also, Clinton Yates may pop in for a minute. Blake Harris, our Dodger insider, joins us every week on Thursdays at 5:45. He's going to stop by as well. Oh, man. And Stephen A. went off on the Lakers and the Clippers. Ooh, yeah. Yeah, Clipper fan, we remember you. It's okay. We'll get to that, too. Stick around. Fun hour coming up next.